Today, Jesus tells his followers that he is the bread of life, the living bread come down from heaven. And we have to wonder if the disciples had the slightest clue of what he was talking about. Friends, you and I have 2,000 years of church history to explain at any necessary level of understanding what that means and what Jesus was talking about. But this is the very first time it's being spoken to anyone. To those hearing it, the statements were ludicrous, and they began to think that Jesus was crazy. The Jews began arguing among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" And Jesus wasn't finished. He continues saying, "Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood will have eternal life," whatever that is. As Catholics living in the 21st century, these words are very familiar to us. We understand that Jesus is not saying that we literally eat the flesh of his human body or literally drink the blood of his body. We do understand that today we have a sacred privilege of eating the body of Christ and drinking the blood of Christ, and that this most precious of all gifts is offered to us daily. Ask yourself today, is this a gift I take for granted? Is this a sign or a symbol of his body, or is it the real thing? Take some time to spend with Jesus today. Give thanks to him for these very precious gifts he has given us, and strive to be mindful of the preciousness of this gift when you receive the body and blood of Christ. Be thankful and grateful for Jesus' boundless love for us. This is Deacon Paul Kotlowski from St. Joseph's Parish in Strongsville.